B-Pod Studios.
Eagles practice today.
It was all the buzz. All the buzz.
What was the buzz today, Tim?
Well, the rookie tackle got in another scrap.
No!
Yes.
What's going on with him?
Andre Dillard, persona non grata out here.
Wow, what is he? I mean, he looks like such a mild-mannered kid. What's going in? Gotten into him?
I know, and the rep coming into the league was, is this guy, has he got a mean streak enough? Is he too soft? Mm-hmm. What's the deal with him? But he's been getting after it, and I think, yesterday there's two different instances that got the defense riled up, and the one was Jonathan Cyprian got pushed by Dillard from behind, and then that spilled over to him getting into a fight with Dark Barnett, and that was the practice that was in shorts and shells, and I think the rookie was just going a little too hard for their liking. And then there was another instance today during two-on-twos where he and Sharif Miller dusted it up a little bit. But I would say it's really like the dog days of camp. In fact, mm-hmm. today is officially the end of training camp. They do have joint practices next week with the Ravens, so it extends it a little bit. But these guys have been banging against each other for the last few weeks. Dillard's been maybe going a little harder in certain circumstances than some of the veterans would like, and that's what you've been seeing. But people have been worried about whether this guy, has this nastiness to him, and I guess after a couple of days of fighting, maybe that can go away.
All right, so does the coaching staff like it or not?
I mean, I think they're okay with it. They recognize that where we are in camp, and they just want to make sure that it doesn't spill over, like, off the field into the locker room. That's really been the main point from the coaches and players, is just kind of leave it on the field. As long as it's not getting the quarterback jeopardized, and I think they're okay with tempers flaring here and there.
All right, Carson Wentz said that he would be ready for Week 1 with or without preseason reps. Now, I don't can we read anything into that? Does that mean that he won't play preseason reps, or is he just talking?
Well, I think that what we can do is go off of what we've been seeing, especially of late, and that is that Peterson has been really ratcheting up these training camp practices to as closely simulate a game as possible without actually hitting the quarterback. And you really do see that. Today was another example where they're going first team a lot. They're going 11 on 11, ones against the ones a lot. And they're really competing. I don't remember a training camp in recent memory where the ones are squaring off so much and where there's like this legit kind of energy and intensity. Like Deuce Staley, as an example, they're practicing goal lines, working from like the goal line out for the offense. And there was they made a call for like a false start. And they were in the defense and offense just yelling back and forth at the guy who made the call. And they're fighting amongst each other about, whether it was offsides or was a false start. Deuce Staley's dropping F-bombs. This is over just like a snap, and a penalty, and that's kind of what the energy that they're trying to bring, which is all mm-hmm. to say that I think that they're trying to produce this intensity in a controlled environment, so they don't have to run the ones out a lot during the preseason. So I think we still might see a little bit of Wentz in Game 3, but other than that, I don't think we're going to see much of him. And it seems like Peterson is trying to limit the exposure of the first team offense this preseason.
All right. What about other important players who are injured as far as Week 1 goes? The offensive line with Brandon Brooks, I mean, he's out there. What's the perspectives for him playing Game 1?
Yeah, he provided an update today. So perfect question to ask. He said that he has a meeting with the doctors tomorrow, and if it goes well, he's going to be cleared for team drills. And so I said, is that it? Is that the final hurdle? And he said, well, not exactly. Once he gets back to team drills, then how does the leg respond and recover day to day? And if the answer is well, then he's going to be green-lighted, it seems, for Week 1. But he remains hopeful and has been doing some work at practice. So he's hoping to be back on the field for Week 1. And Fletcher Cox is sending similar signals, although he's been brought inside the last few days. He hasn't even been out on the field, which is different from what we've seen before. But he said that everything's on track. There hasn't been any setbacks, and that he's on the same path that he was to be prepared for the start of the regular season.
Talking to Tim McManus, he covers Eagles for ESPN.com. Tim, everybody's doing their projections on the final roster. Have you put together your final roster yet, numbers-wise, or are you still waiting?
It's been, I did one before camp. I did a 53-man projection, mm-hmm. which may change at this point, but I have done one.
Okay, let me get to just the numbers. For instance, defensive line is an interesting number on how many they're going to keep. Wide receiver, running back are interesting numbers on how many they're going to keep. Let's start with wide receivers. Are you still staying with five, with Mac Hollins being the fifth?
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. I have Hollins still being there. Of course, his health has been a question mark, but he is back to practicing. Bring something on special teams. So yes to that. There's a couple guys that maybe, you know, if it's a sixth, a guy like Charles Johnson for special teams purposes might be able to sneak on there. Mark and Michelle obviously, acquitted himself well in the preseason opener. But I think it just, you know, there's other spots where you can add quality and still have a guy on a practice squad if you really need a sixth receiver. So right now I would go with five.
Okay, let's move over to the running back situation. Is that five or six or four? Four or five?
Yeah, I would go four there.
Four. Okay, and we know who they're going to be. For the
Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, Corey Clement, Darren Sproles.
Yes.
And then, and I would put somebody like Boston Scott on the practice squad.
Okay.
Have him available.
So Adam Smallwood gone.
I think so. Smallwood has looked pretty good in this camp, I have to say. I cut him basically every year, and he ends up coming back and surviving. And, he's had a decent camp, so maybe he would be the fifth if it boils down.
I want to go on the defensive line now, because that can go anywhere from 9 to 11. So, and they added another end today. So, obviously the starters, Graham Cox, Malik Jackson, Derek Barnett, Jernigan make it, Curry makes it, Josh Sweat makes it, right?
Yeah, he makes it. He's going to be a contributor.
All right, Hassan Ridgeway.
Yes, I say yes.
Sharif Miller makes it, obviously.
Yeah.
Deshaun Hall.
Ooh, I liked what I saw Hall last week. And they did lose Osman, who was going to be a contributor for them. So that might bump Hall onto this roster. I'll say yes to Hall.
All right, now Trayvon Hester.
I will say yes to Hester.
That's 11.
And that's got to be it.
11? Defensive line, it's a big number.
That is a big number. You're right.
Okay.
I think that's max. I mean, normally I think 10's the number. Maybe I got a little too...
maybe you got Hester. Yeah, Hester's 11.
Yeah, it does speak to their talent. And I'm trying to force Hall onto the roster a little bit, I guess. Let's see what happens with the rest of the preseason. But I think what it generally speaks to is the fact that if you're like, man, they could go 11, man, they could go 12. They have some defensive line depth. So I guess that's the moral of that story.
All right. Last question is, and I'm just crossing my fingers, and I'm not saying this because I'm knocking on wood here. If Kessler gets nicked up on Thursday, they would have to sign another quarterback. Who? Are there any names that you're hearing that they would sign? And I know we've gone down that Kaepernick Avenue, no, but is there anybody else that they would be looking at?
I mean, not really. I'm sure they have contingency plans, but I don't think there's been anything active because they're planning on just kind of keeping what they have for right now. It was suggested by my colleague, Brian Tannenbaum, that maybe they would go out
Hoyer, right?
And seek Hoyer.
Yes.
I think those kind of moves might make sense if you get into that area, because when you're talking about guys that are free agents, let's remove Kaepernick from the conversation. There's not a whole lot out there, so you might have to try to get creative. But yeah, they're hoping that they can just roll with what they have. But I think those are the types of names that you'll start hearing if they get into that situation.
All right. Timmy, always a pleasure. Good stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.